Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about company updates.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And this idea that you should be updating people outside your company about your company on a regular basis. And we'll talk really quickly about kind of different levels of this, because I think this is becoming more and more popular and obvious, as well as, something to point out is that this isn't just for investors. And if you have investors, this is also for self-funded companies, and we'll talk through that. One of the reasons this is an important topic to me is two things. One, I used to listen to earnings calls and read the transcripts and learn a lot about companies and public companies. Also S1s at one point in my life, just to learn about how they thought about themselves and also learn how to like communicate about your company to the outside world. I just had a lot of curiosity. The second way I learned it is when I got funded for my company, I needed to figure out how to do good company updates and all that. And what I'm realizing now is that in today's world, there are a lot of people to meet or talk to or hang out with that could give you feedback on your company. And so putting them, obviously with their permission or, you know, knowing that they'd be cool with it on a list so that you are updating on a monthly, even if they aren't like official equity holders or advisors to you, can be really valuable. So I just wanted to talk about that because I'm seeing this trend. And so I think it's good for all of us.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that when you think about like investor updates or sending regular company updates, that it can feel like a chore from a founder's perspective, like, oh my God, I have to write this update and tell everybody how things are going. When you have investors, you're kind of forced to it. And oftentimes companies will do, I mean, there's probably still ranges from terrible job to exceptionally good job at it. And we will digest a little bit, or we'll go into the detail of what makes a good update and how to think about that. But companies that don't have investors and don't have kind of a forcing function for giving, you know, regular updates to stakeholders, usually they don't, right? Because they don't. There's no external pressure to do so. And company, like what I've seen is that it takes a high degree of discipline to do it when you're not forced to, right? But that discipline is really, really healthy. I remember for us, we never had to send updates to our investors. We never did regular updates to investors, even when we raised money from investors, kind of during the seed round. But we had one person, Paul Graham, PG from Y Combinator, that we would send an update, you know, every week with our growth number. Like we had the most important KPI, we just sent every week an email updating him on that one KPI. And we did this for, I don't know, I want to say like 9 months or something, 6 to 9 months, or a really fucking long time. And once in a while, when the number was consistently good, he would write back and give a little comment. And once in a while, when the number was consistently bad, he would write a little comment and ask some questions like, what's going on, dude? What is this? Why has it been going bad the last 4 months or the last 4 weeks? Or, guys, you're crushing it. This is the last 3 months I just calculated. You had this amount of growth. Awesome. Just keep doing this and you'll crush it. Like he would just give a little bit of comments. And once in a while, we'd just have the number and a little question to him or something we're struggling with. It was probably the shortest investor updates of all times, which is like a number. Like this week, we grew X%. And then once in a while, one more sentence, like a question. We have this problem, how to deal with this? ? And we did this very consistently on a weekly basis, though. That's the crazy thing, not on a monthly basis, which is probably the usual cadence. But even that, after the company became more established, and after we kind of outgrew the early pre-product market fit stage in the first, 6 to 9 months, we stopped sending those updates eventually. And today, this is something I've been thinking about for the last few weeks. So it's always fascinating to see you suggest this topic today, because it's been on my mind a little bit in the background, is thinking about doing this again, starting this again voluntarily with a few people.